your favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry to ban it, yo. Let y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type thing.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you,
man. But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yeah. It's the ham sandwich show.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the kid, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Shaq Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. Drummer Beast Boy. You heard me?
And I am True Asia.
Welcome back, everybody, to the official, the often imitated, but never duplicated, what in the ham sandwich show. I got a flow. Let me get that beat. Now you eating yellow snow. Oh, freestyle flow. Sean cooking True in the blaze. Oh, no. Yes. Then I seen your little girl outside the movie with her hair so twirl. She said, Sean Slaughter, can I get a treat? Can you please take me to the store, get something to eat? I said, don't you see that I'm all ringed up? And now you got a man, so you all kinged up. But now you want to come and try to hold my hand. Please, you might get the foot Timberland. She said, no, please don't kick me. Then I stomped her out, said, bye-bye, Mickey. Then I went and got the preacher and the Bible. Said, so sorry, I don't mean to be your rival. But you're trying to hit on me, and I got a wifey. So I gotta hit you up in your face, though I see. I'm just a Christian. Listen, you know my style, glisten. Please, I move up and down the court like a piston. Everybody wanna see me come through in mission. Yes, this is my glisten.
She said, I'm so sorry right now. I'll never do it anymore anyhow. Please show me how to get saved.
I said, you better get saved and your butt behave. Then I took the Bible, slapped her in the nose. Everybody said, why you do that, bro? I said, because Sean Slaughter is me. And me and Cookie, part of the slap ministry, yeah. Damn.
Hey, it's your boy in the building, boy, looking good, boy. Hey, come on in, listen to the ham show. We about to get it in. You need to stop, look at your mind, right? Everybody know you retarded, I don't you know? Everybody love when I go rubber dub dumb. Hey. Drums is hot, everybody love, but you're not. But hey, I'm sorry, your breath smells. You need to get that toothpaste, boy, girl. But don't you know,
hey.
Get the ham sandwich show. It's big, it's going to go, go, go.
Oh,
but
wow.
Hey, we coming on TV. Then I'm going to show you BB. What I'm going to do when I turn around and bust you in your head like Clue. I'm sorry, I picked you up. I turn you around, put your back down, man. But don't you know, slap a slap. Slap though on your back. But hey,
watch your mouth.
Huh. I almost said something, punk.
Like, hey, on your back.
Sorry, I gotta go. I'm married. I'm going to flow. Stop having sex before marriage. You're not married. You need to stop. Get married. And then you slap backs all night long. And it is legal, boy, right now. But hey, I love you.
One makes seven on the other cover.
Don't quit.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Welcome back to the Ham Sandwich Show. We cut through the facts and give you the facts. Cut through the fat and give you the facts. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Not for the boring.
That's right.
Only for the daring.
Know it.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what we know. No jaw work. You know
zero.
No dolphin talking.
Zero.
You know what I'm saying? No yakety yak. Don't come back.
Come back.
You know what I'm saying? No dry snitching.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? No cold shoulder, none of that stuff, man. We just want to give y'all the real. You know what I'm saying? What's really, really real.
What's really, really good.
You know what I'm saying? What's really, really, really good. What's good? What's hot?
Yeah.
What's hot? You know what I'm saying? 757 757-325-9493
That's right.
Is the show number. The hamsandwichshow.com is the website.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hamshow.tv is a television show. TV show streamed.
That's right.
We're also on iTunes.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We have an iTunes app.
That's right.
App is short for application. You know what I'm saying? For all y'all that have been living under a rock, we have an iTunes app, so go ahead and get that app. In real talk, the app is not free. You know what I'm saying? The show is free. The app is $2.
$2.
It's only two bones,
y'all.
Don't act like that. You know what I'm saying? That's two. You know what I'm saying? You go to the dollar store and spend that in a heartbeat.
Yes, sir.
It's only two bones, yo. Support the show. You know what I'm saying? We're using your $2 and, you know what I'm saying, trying to do some things with the show. Trying to upgrade the equipment and
that's
all
right.
That. You know what I'm saying? So go get that app. We're also now not only are we on iTunes, we're on Android. We have an Android app.
Droid.
You know what I'm saying? Droid.
Droid.
So go to your marketplace if you're on a Droid. I'm a Droid dude. You know what I'm saying? And go to the marketplace. Look up the Ham Sandwich Show. If you can't find it, because I was looking for it, and maybe you should look for it because you got the Droid X, right?
Yeah, I got it.
You know what I'm saying? I think I got the first generation jump. I got the grandfather jump. I think you got the fresh jump.
You got the newborn.
You know what I'm saying? And so you should go ahead and find it on the app. If you don't, just type up the What in the Ham Sandwich Show or the Ham Sandwich Show Droid app on your computer. It'll take you there. And then show you how to install and all that type of stuff. So pick those up, man, and the show will come to your phone in your sleep. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. So okay. So that's what that is. Let's go ahead and
Okay. Today a federal judge entered a plea of not guilty on behalf of Jared Lee Knopfler. That's the guy who shot all those people in Phoenix. I don't understand why are you having a trial?
The guy
entered a not guilty plea.
The judge for him?
Yeah.
Cause he was sad.
Well, his lawyer asked the judge because they didn't want him to talk in the courtroom. So the judge entered a not guilty plea for him. But they say he came in the courtroom smirking.
Smirking?
Yeah,
peanuts, yo. What's up?
You good song, yo.
Son, you messed my studio up. It's a wrap.
Anyway, so they say he came in smirking, you know, with a little smile on his face. And so I guess he's going, they didn't say it, but I guess, you know, eventually he'll go for insanity plea.
He going to get it.
You think so?
Yeah, he's going to get it.
He might. Northern Afghanistan. This is the thing. In Northern Afghanistan, you know, they don't have any medicine. It's a real poor part of the country. And they feed their babies opium.
Are you serious?
They're getting high.
Yeah. If they say, if the kids get sick, they give them opium. If the kids can't sleep, they give them opium. If they cry too much, they give them opium. What in the world?
Yeah, now they got the munchies.
You know, opium is an addictive narcotic drug.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are the soldiers passing out Cheeto packs?
It has cocaine in it, morphine coating. What in the world?
So basically, kids grow up as dope fiends.
They start them off with babies popping raw opium in their mouth.
Dope.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Dope fiends.
So today the post office announced that they're closing 2,000 station branches all over America. They said they're losing money. They said the Postal Service suffered a net loss of $8.5 billion in 2010.
I prophesied that.
That's compared to a $3.8 billion loss in 2009.
Mm. I prophesied that, yo.
A lot of money.
In my school, I'm a business and I'm a management degree. Management and leadership, and I wrote a paper on the USPS. And my paper basically said if they don't change their model, it's going to be a wrap for them.
It's about to be a wrap for them. They have 32,000 post offices.
I don't know what that is. Go ahead.
They have 32,000 post offices. Post offices.
Go ahead. Sounds slow.
Post offices. And only 19% of those 32,000 post offices cover their costs.
Wow.
So they are losing money like crazy.
It's a wrap for them.
Last but not least, Monica, singer Monica, secretly marry Shannon Brown of the LA Lakers.
Yeah, I told y'all. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. They met each other in June on her video shoot, and they got married before Thanksgiving.
That makes sense.
That's 5 months. That's embarrassing.
Now, that makes sense, because he bought a C plus player. She bought a B minus singer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Monica can sing.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to get together and you know what I'm saying? High five some B minuses.
That's embarrassing, though. If you meet somebody for 5 months to get married, really?
It's Monica.
That's a really moment.
Monica got a nasty attitude.
She does, but she has a nice voice.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to tell you what it is.
She got a nasty one.
What is it?
She put the wang wang on him.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a really moment.
No, he put the wang wang on her.
One of them.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, because she just had a baby. She had like a little son. She has two sons by her baby daddy.
So let me ask you this. How come she having all these babies but ain't nobody wifing her? Because she got a nasty one.
Well, I guess Shannon Brown wifed her.
I thought she's on cocaine or something.
You going to see. Cocaine?
She got skinny though.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, she did get skinny.
She's always been skinny.
But not like, look like she on crack.
Sure.
Oh, well, that ends it for him, news.
She on a crack diet. Well, that's what's up. Stay tuned. We got an interesting show. Interesting show.
Quite interesting.
It's the Ham Sandwich Show. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
Dear God, I realize that, like the cricket, we as followers of you, we must hear from our knees. And as faith is our eyes, our knees are our ear. But you know what? Prayer is so difficult for me sometimes. Just talking to you and then listening. Sometimes I find that difficult. But help me. I heard you're only one call away. No BlackBerry drawer or iPhone is needed to convey the matters of the heart, cause I'm commissioned to pray. When I'm thankful, when I'm in need, or when my soul is frayed. Requests are made, and the peace of God keeps the hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. My feet are shot. I talk to you to build relationship, cause you I love. My ways are low, but yours are above. Anything I'm thinking of, that's why
I'm stronger on my knees. Lord, please remind me that I have the power in you. I'm taller when I'm bending, when I'm depending on your word to get me through. Lord, you give mercy, quenching the thirsty. Blessed are those whose taste refuse in you. I must pray every season.
Because many times I'm fighting not to go to sleep. And if it ain't that, then it is, I don't know what to say. I don't want to sound like a broken 45 when I pray. Sometimes I really doubt if I pray long enough. Sometimes my mind wanders about other stuff. I hate the fact that I get bored, but I know prayer must be emphasized with the sword, or my heart grows abhorred. But
taste refuge in you. I must pray every season, pray without ceasing, and that means I must pray on and on and on.
After the thrill is gone, I'm wallowing my wrong. And now I know for you I long.
The road thumbing through, flagging down any joy ride coming through. So make my prayer life come anew, cause my old plans are done and screwed. I ask you to please cut it loose. This new set costs me not to move. Heal me and help me to run for you. Wanna be on track like a drummer do. Hoping my prayer life becomes a crew with interest and not based on a move. Not just a prayer life in the pews, but a life revolves around the one who I pray to through the sun. Adoring him, confessing sin, thanksgiving, supplication, conversation, and then make it
good. Remind me that I have a power in you.
raccoons take refuge in you. I must pray every season. I must pray on and on and on.
We back.
It's the Wonder Ham Sandwich Show.
Yes.
We're back in the building.
Sean Slaughter. Cookie Dog.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Treasure.
Treasure.
Yep, gotta be me.
You know what I'm saying? Welcome back, everybody. It's Wonder Ham Sandwich Show.
Welcome to Ham Sandwich Show.
And today's an interesting show. It's going to be interesting.
Yes, sir. Interesting.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm gonna give y'all a different perspective on some things.
On some things.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. While I was thinking about this, I was thinking about just church in general, and sometimes, you know, you go to church and you don't question certain things in church,
right?
Because it's always been, and you know what I'm saying, it's just, you just don't question it. You just don't even really think about it. And for some reason, prophets rose in my mind. So I decided to do a little research on prophets. And boy, oh boy, did I find some things.
I know you did.
But let's talk about prophets. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, in the Christian realm.
Obviously.
You know what I'm saying? There's prophets. All over the place.
All over the place.
You know what I'm saying? All I gotta do is turn on the Christian networks. And you know what I'm saying? You'll see somebody prophesying in some church.
Prophesying.
You know what I'm saying? prophesying. You know what I'm saying? Talking about what God said. God said this and God said that. And God said that he's going to do this. And God said he's going to do that. And
right.
So and so and so forth. And it seems to always happen a lot in a conference. You know what I'm saying? I guess God will only speak in conferences.
Yeah, to get that dough.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You don't talk in really regular church services.
No, sir.
You know what I mean? Because a regular church service on TV, it's funny. TV, man, the dynamic of TV does so much, I think, to a church service sometimes, especially when churches are taping for TV. And I think in some aspects, you know, when it comes to like prophecy, in a regular church service, when a TV is being taped, a lot of times you don't see the pastor just deviate from whatever he's doing and go with the flow of God, in a sense.
Right.
Right.
If God is moving.
Right.
If it's taped for TV.
Right.
Right.
We got music. We got a couple of announcements.
And the word.
Stay on the itinerary.
And we got the way.
And you already know why.
You know what I'm saying? Why is that?
Because time is money.
Money is time.
All day.
I ain't gonna be wasting my time and making me lose my dime.
Ain't
lying. We paying for these TV slots.
Ain't lying.
You know what I'm saying? That's one thing y'all should know. Some people that be on TV, you think they on TV, Christian people that be on TV, you think they on TV because it's free and they popular?
No, sir.
They pay for them slots.
Yes, sir.
You trust that. But you don't see a lot of prophecy when you're watching, like, turn on Sunday and you see just regular church Sundays. You don't see a lot of prophecy. But you'll see a lot of prophecy at, like fundraising events, like praise-a-thons and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? God said that you got to send in $85. And he's telling me, send in $85. And those that have an $85,000 mortgage, up to an $850,000 mortgage, the father is telling me that he's going to cancel that quickly.
Send it
quickly. Call him right now. 1-888-888-8888. Quickly. Don't waste his time. The river's flowing right now. God is moving right at the second, right now. Send $85. Please make it out to CCC right now. Right now. Send your money right. You know what I'm saying? It always happens in that context. You know what I'm saying? That God speaks. God always seems to be speaking. And it always seems to be tied to a check.
Exactly. If it ain't tied to a check, and he ain't saying nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
He ain't in the room.
If you don't money change your hands, up. He is not around.
Every time the guard show up, you got to pay.
God like a bookie. You know what I'm saying?
He wants his money.
Like he betting horses. You know what I'm saying? Because when a bookie show up, he's either collecting money or he's making payouts.
Exactly. Or somebody getting their arm broke.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? No, that's when Vinny show up. You know what I'm saying? But don't nobody, but these different prophecies, these different things that happen, that we always see watch TV, if you watch what in the context that they're in, even sometimes watch what type of show it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If it's the most popular Christian, and I'm not trying to bash Christian TV, you know, within itself. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying nothing is bad within itself. It's what you do with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes the Christian TV thing, man, the programs that's on there, dog. Like, if you watch some of the popular shows, if you're on a popular show,
right,
and you have a secular mindset, right, and let's say you're on 106 and Park, and you got caught up there to rap, what's the one thing you're going to say to your boys before you go up there? Hey, yo, son, this your one shot, son. You better go up there. Yo, you better shut it down.
Shut that joint down. Do not miss your chance to blow.
For sure.
Opportunity comes once in the lifetime.
For sure.
You better shut it. Yo, go up there, do your thing. Say, yo, this is one shot. Yo, go hard. Go all out. Yo, give it all it got, son. Don't hold nothing back.
That's right.
But the same thing applies to your favorite Christian TV show.
All day. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because they realize this is their one shot.
One shot deal.
And so sometimes I heard there's a minister I love named Robbie Zacharias. He's teaches apologetics, and the one thing that he talks about, he says there's something mesmerizing about those TV cameras that when they turn on, because you can literally, I've seen it, when people hit that stage and those cameras turn on, people literally transform before your eyes.
Yeah.
I've been in a back room, smell like weed up in here.
That's some peanuts.
That's a peanut smelling like that.
Smell like trees.
We is not smoking no sweet. That's these peanuts smelling like that.
Smell like somebody burning branches up in here. but I've seen people in the back room be so cool, calm, so on, so on, so forth, right? God bless you. Bless you. Oh, thank you. You got a wonderful church. Oh, thank you. Oh, God is good. Oh, bless you. Oh, what a, oh yes. Oh, I'll just have some fruit. Oh yes. Just a glass of water. Oh yes. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh yes. Right? And then they sit in their seat in the front row. You sit next to them. You know, prophet so and so, I just love you. Oh, thank you. Oh, God bless you. Oh, I'm just God's humble. Yes, I'm just God's
humble servant.
I'm just God's humble servant. Oh yes. Oh yeah.
Right? I mean, they in the room with a sop.
You know what I'm saying? They be up there. They talking all sweet and soft.
I know it.
They say, now all the way from Detroit, Michigan, this man of God has come to give us the word.
No.
Here's what they say. Now, time for the word.
Time for the word of God. Clap your hands for the word.
Clap your hands for the word. Now, what's funny about it is, what was happening all before that? You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Wasn't you singing the word?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, when we get to heaven, ain't going to be no preaching. It's going to be all worshiping.
All day.
See, if you want to know what's the most important thing, it really is the worship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The word is important, but if the word falls on a stony ground, worship allows it to open up to even receive the word.
That's right.
So you can't really separate them.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't separate the word and worship. You know what I'm saying? Because the word is God and the word was God.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like John says. So if you're worshiping God, you know what I'm saying? You're celebrating the word at the same time.
Right.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. So he comes up. Now remember, he's all tender and soft like a lamb. He comes up. Praise God. Praise God, church. I don't hear nobody. Praise God. I didn't come all the way from Detroit, Michigan for no funeral. I came from a celebration. Because y'all don't know what the Lord, I don't know what the Lord has done for me. I came off the airport today, and I came down to the turn. And all of a sudden, this dude just, like, he flicked a switch on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I came to the turnable, and I saw my bags. They were just rotating. They were just rotating around the carousel.
Right.
And the Lord spoke to me right there. He said, God is going to, there's some things that went away from you, but they're coming back around.
Rotate
back. I don't want to hear this.
And then, after that, back, Hey, look, and then that same message is preached the next day because he goes to the next church.
All day.
And he's going to say that same exact thing.
Exactly.
With that same exact tone.
And you know why he start like that? Because he ain't had no message.
He ain't got no message.
He got a couple of scriptures,
yep.
And he's going to freestyle.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And
get that check.
And then all of a sudden, he start prophesying. You know what I'm saying? Right? Hold on. The Father is telling me. God is telling me that there's some people in here that have been. God says you're going through. Who ain't going through?
Exactly.
For sure.
Especially in this time.
Especially in a recession.
Tell me about it.
There's mad profits in a recession.
90.30% yes, of people in there going through.
Mad right. profits in a recession.
That's right.
God's telling me you're going through and you come into church but don't know if you go home, the light's going to be on. And then somebody.
The lights was off when you left.
And then somebody in church.
And that's us.
Right.
I'm going to call her.
You know what I'm saying? So he got him. So he know he there because he heard some response.
Right.
And
he not quite sure who said it, but he knew he came from the left side of the room.
You know what I'm saying? And your business is your business is not going too well. Let me tell you something. 95%. Oh, let me see. 85% of parents that got three children, they got two or more children.
Right.
One of them children's being bad.
Yes.
And God is telling me that your child is going crazy and getting detention and they doing well in his grades and they say it but God told me he's bringing it back and then what
like
they
the
do
prodigal son.
And if you notice, they always have like it's like a rap song, it's like the hook, they always got a hook, so throughout the whole sermon and God is bringing it and he spins around. that's the hook to the sermon. You know what I'm saying? And God said, like the castle, he's bringing it around. And then by the end of the service, everybody's spinning around. You know what I'm saying?
But look, this is another one though, dog.
Go ahead, yo.
If they go to the church, right?
Right.
And said, God, hold on. Shh. Quiet.
Quiet on the set.
Quiet. Oba. Oba. God said this. God said this. There's 50 people in here. They got high blood pressure. And God say, he's gonna heal you right now.
What? Black people.
Exactly. If you're in a black church.
If you're in a black church and got 500 people.
You know what I'm saying?
At least 50 people got high blood pressure.
At least.
You know what I'm saying? And if God's going to heal him of high blood pressure, how you going to check that?
For sure.
You ain't saying God going to heal him of a broken leg.
Right.
You ain't saying God going to heal him of a broken, something that we can see.
By the time they realize that you was lying, you going to be gone.
Exactly.
You going on to the next church.
You're on your horse.
Yeah.
They'll say skedaddle they into the next town.
I see that's 25 people who's fornicating before marriage.
Man, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. All day. Let me tell you something. I don't know how naive some of y'all are, but people in the church is humping and bumping.
All day.
Like rabbits.
Believe that.
And they fencing and sword fighting.
You know what I'm saying? And running on carpets. You know what I'm saying?
All day.
All day. So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about this type, is this real? Is this kind of prophet exist today? You know what I'm saying? Is this even the prophet? The prophets like what we saw in the Old Testament. If you look at the Old Testament prophets and you look at some of the few New Testament prophets like Jesus, do they match up to the prophets or the so-called prophets of today? Is this the same thing? That's what we're talking about. Let's take a quick break. Ham Sam Show will be back.
Be back.
Hey! I don't fit into your boxes. I'm a human being, not a robot. I guess you forgot that I'll never live up to your expectations.
So
The Ham Sandwich Show.
We're back in the building.
Back in your building.
You know what I'm saying? Talking about, as you know what we're talking about. We're talking about
prophets.
These prophets. Who prophets you gonna get a cheeseburger today?
These who, prophets trying to find out how they gonna profit.
That's right.
Exactly.
I'm a prophet so I can profit.
I'm you a prophet so I can profit.
That's right. You know instead of me got money, I'm trying to get the love of money. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Try to get your money.
That's right.
And the prophets today, you know what I'm saying, you even have certain prophets. I'm going to say one of their names because he's just ridiculous. Mm. He's from Queens, New York. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm almost ashamed
uh-oh
to say.
Uh-oh.
Bernard Jordan.
Uh-oh.
And his son.
Son, what?
Selling cloths, water.
Man.
You can actually call and pay for a prophecy.
Yeah. They get a free one first. You get a free night.
I won't get one free.
It's like drugs. You
yeah
know what I'm saying? We give you a nick, the second
two,
one gonna cost
two for five.
You. You know what I'm saying?
And then he sit around and be like, he have like his other prophecy. Prophet said, Michael, give me a three-letter word. Prophet is Joanne. What do you mean by them three-letter words?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
This be on TV?
Yes.
This is embarrassing.
Yes, sir.
That's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. And now all of a sudden, prophecy has now become, it's become like Harry Potter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's become like sorcery.
Yeah.
It's become like fortune tellers.
Yeah.
It's become a magic trick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you,
and he didn't say magic stick. He said magic trick.
Magic trick. Because, you know what I'm saying? You got a magic trick, you might get a magic stick.
Hey! And a prophet would have said that too.
Sure would have.
Fake.
You know what I'm saying? And so, it really is magic tricks because I think when most people think about prophecy, they're looking for magic.
Right.
They're looking for something spectacular to happen.
Yeah.
They're looking for somebody to tell something in their future.
Yeah.
And really, that's mainly what a lot of the Christians are when they call prophets. They're looking for somebody to tell them the future. And what's that called? That's called a fortune teller.
Right, right.
Yeah.
A fortune teller is somebody that can predict your future.
Yeah.
And because, let's be honest, because we serve God and He's invisible, yet very present, very real, He makes Himself known to us, but visibly he's invisible, and sometimes searching for God's will can be difficult,
right,
for your life.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It really takes a tight relationship. It really takes some guidance. It takes a tight relationship with God. It takes some I don't want to call it labor, but it takes some it just takes a constant ongoing relationship with God.
That's right.
To really understand what is God's role for your life.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think, why is that? I think because God is so vast. He's so big. He's so awesome. His wisdom is so you know, his mind is not like ours. You know what I'm saying? His thoughts are not like ours. And so, because we're so finite, sometimes it's hard to understand an infinite God. Mm-hmm. It's almost like if you ever watched a TV program. Perfect example. I was watching Google on MSNBC.
Okay.
And they sent out these job applications, and what they did was they sent out this test that all the applicants have to take. It's about I don't know, 60 questions or something like that. And it was on MSNBC or CNBC. And the questions, because people that work for Google are coders, I couldn't even understand the questions. You know what I'm saying? Like one of the questions was like, if you had a tangent 22 and a cosine 6, like I'm making this up, but it was like this. If you had a tangent 22 and you added it to a cosine 64, how many numbers and groups of threes could you derive out of that? Like, that was one of the questions.
I just threw the paper on the floor and walked out.
I would have spit on the paper.
For sure. That's retarded. I'm out.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes talking to these people, they're so smart and they live in such a different world that they don't speak the same language we do. Well, in the same way, God is so all-encompassing that sometimes his ways are so not our ways, it's difficult to understand what he's saying. And so he walks us through this thing. And sometimes it's hard.
Right.
And so it'd be great
if
somebody came and was like, look, this is what God's saying, man. You need to become a garbage man. In about 10 years, you're gonna be up for promotion. Make sure you know your P-test is straight and all that.
Yeah,
in 10
make sure
years.
Your ducks in order.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure everything's in
come
order.
Come to work on time.
Come to work on time. Because 10 years, your management going to be up. Then you're going to be manager.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? On the 15th, you ain't going to notice, but the head of the sanitation going to be there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So on the 15th, what you need to do is make sure that you barge to the boss's office by mistake. You know what I'm saying? And so that you can meet him, you can see your face. And these are the words you tell him.
Yep.
Hey, if there's any openings for head management, let me know. And then he'll take that back. He'll hire you. You become head of sanitation. If I had that, that'd be awesome.
Right.
Real talk. That'd be wonderful. If God can really show me, you know, you're going to do this. This is going to happen. And so that's why we gravitate towards that. Gravitate towards prophets. But if you look at biblical prophets, and if you stick with the Old Testament prophets, most of the Old Testament prophets, the major prophets, even the minor prophets, everything that they prophesied was about Jesus, was about the Messiah. Everything that they were saying, in a nutshell, pointed to the Messiah.
Mm.
They weren't prophesying necessarily about babies being born. You know what I'm saying? They weren't prophesying about, you know, $5,000 coming in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, you did have some prophets like this, like you're going to have a child, you should name him Jesus.
Right.
You had, but the majority, if you took the majority, if you took the majority of what something said, how do we know people? You know what I'm saying? We know by what they say most of the time and what they do most of the time.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? If somebody played the lottery one time, you know what I'm saying? But the other 99,000 times they don't play the lottery, we wouldn't call them a gambler.
Mm-hmm.
Because they played the lottery one time,
right.
the minority.
Right.
But if they played the lottery 99,000 times and didn't play it 5 times, we'd be like, yo, you might have a gambling problem.
You got a gambling problem.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's majority what you do is who you are.
That's right.
Right.
And so the majority of the prophecies in the Bible, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, Amos, Malachi, the majority of the prophecies in the Bible speak of the coming Messiah. And now they do speak of events happening, you know what I'm saying? But the events were happening because these were the pieces that needed to happen in order for the Messiah's coming to be fulfilled.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? When they said, we're prophesying this and we're saying that and so on and so forth, you know, they're pointing to Jesus. And also, in the Old Testament, because this is where the majority of the prophets lie. In the Old Testament, these prophets were speaking what God said to them, to the people, because the people did not have a Bible. Mm-hmm. There was no Bible. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You did have the Torah, which was the law.
The law, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Right.
But then what was happening through Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy? What were they reading?
Yeah.
They were getting prophecies.
Yeah.
God was working through certain men. Noah, Moses, all the Abraham, all the major, major fathers of the faith. God is speaking. How did they get the Ten Commandments? Through Moses.
All day.
They didn't read that joint.
Nope.
God spoke through certain men.
That's right.
He inspired certain men.
That's
he gave
right.
certain men revelatory knowledge.
That's right.
These men spoke to the people.
That's right.
They didn't have a Bible.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't have the word of God to go by. All they had was that. And then after the law was written, you know, as you kind of going into history, then you have the law. You have the Ten Commandments. You got the Torah,
right.
The Pentateuch, which is the first five books. But then you still had prophets, and the Old Testament, you always had three things. You had the prophet, you had the priest, you had the king.
Yep.
The prophet, the priest, and the king.
Yep.
And the king will always go and see the prophet and see what God said for the whatever. And you always had the priest that worked at the temple to help cleanse people of their sins.
Yep. Went to the temple to pray for everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
For the whole world's sin.
That's where the priest was.
Yep.
And the people would come to him,
bring
their goats and sheep and all that type of stuff. But the prophets would work close with the royalty,
right.
With the king. And then the king would inquire of the prophet.
That's right.
And say, what is God saying?
Right.
What shall we do?
Yeah.
The prophet would say this, and they would go do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Who's going to attack me?
Who's
going to war on my city and all that? Yeah.
Exactly. Or what shall God have us to do?
That's right.
So there were prophecies in that sense. But when you look at the great books,
right.
The major, major books of the prophets, these things they all point to the Messiah.
That's right.
They all point to redemption.
That's right.
They all point to salvation. They all point to Israel, you're acting like this, but then you're going to be redeemed.
That's right.
Israel, God wants you to. They all point to Jesus, because once Jesus came, he fulfilled everything that those prophets were talking about.
That's right.
He fulfilled them.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, before John the Baptist, Jesus says that all you had was the law and the prophets until John the Baptist. It was almost like he was saying, your salvation, the reason you knew God was because you had the law and the prophets, but John the Baptist came to testify about me.
That's right.
Because when I came, because Jesus said this, I'm filling the ghost.
Mm. Go ahead, fill the ghost.
This is when you know you're a Bible. Jesus said this. He said, I give you two commandments. Love God and love people. On these hang
all
the law and all the prophets.
Mm.
Jesus was the fulfillment of that. Okay, so do prophets exist today? We're gonna come back and we're gonna make some people mad.
Y'all gonna be so mad.
All y'all little conferences gonna get shut down.
Now they're gonna get shut down. There's gonna be up in there screw face. You know what I'm saying?
They're gonna stone you like Steven.
So, Ham Show, we'll be back.
Again, man.
We just Cuddy. Need your action.
Yeah. Now they telling me that what you do can say more than you say. How you live your life will let me know if you really obey. Everything that the word tells us about how to worship and pray. Some that fell off in their fellowship and started to decay. So I wait my options and go with whatever's logical. To set a standard, Philippians let me know it's possible.
It's real.
See, I can't talk it and I walk it, man. That's comical. Be living a life other than righteous ain't optional. I refuse to let ungodly manners fester. I don't gotta say nothing, you'll see it in my gestures. Define you like Webster. Your body.
Jordan on them. But this time I need to meet them right where they are. I need to sound like what they banging in the car. Without the expletives, arresting kids. I did check the check, retrospect select the gift. I'm too young in the faith, but still need speech therapy. So that I verbalize thoughts well without heresy. I'm not praying him in, but I'm always trying to verity. Committed to being real to these days, that's a rarity. See, many in the church got speech impediments. It don't matter how you feel, feelings are irrelevant. We ought to serve God regardless to his power.
Like the discotheque, Jesus and Eddie the Bengals, the Frisco Jets. Jesus took all that back and we can just play cash. You ain't redeemed that buyback. You see me on the flat screen TV or iMac. Come on. This is the body and your boy in the section. So I party in the booth to bring the joy and the blessing. I'm attracted by the grace, I'm a foster kid. So you know you up in the bay when you cross that bridge. Jesus on the cross that beard. Cause the sin in your life, yeah, cross that bridge. And if you try to get dangerous, I'll be more than willing to take a body my language. And if you try to get the dang top, I'll be money, come on.
Your paper, because we about to get your butts right so you get back on track.
Get back on track.
You know what I'm saying?
Cut the fat off your back.
That's right, because you've been got.
Been bamboozled, hoodwinked.
That's right.
All right. Let's kind of talk about what a prophet is. I'm kind of flow through it because I have a lot of information here. Basically, a prophet, generally speaking, is a speaker of or for God. All right. Here's the key word. His words are not the production of his own spirit, but they come from a higher source. Sometimes you hear preachers talk about, I say it and God got back it up. He's a lying wonder. His words are not the production of his own spirit, but come from a higher source.
That's right.
Prophets, especially in the Old Testament, they were immediate organs of God for the communication of his mind and will to men.
That's right. All right.
So basically, really the whole Bible, in a general sense, can be called prophetic.
Right.
Because it was written by men who received the revelation that God communicated to them. All right. No matter what the nature may be. Now, the foretelling, the thing that we're used to, God talking about the future, the foretelling of future events was not a necessary but only an incidental part of the prophetic office. The foretelling of future events was not the major part of what a prophet did.
Okay.
It was almost a byproduct of what he did. And he didn't even know. Here's the key word. He didn't know what he was saying. You know what I'm saying? Like people talking about, yeah, we prophesied the Twin Towers going to fall. These prophets were not looking at the Tower of Babel and saying the Tower of Babel is going to fall. These prophets are saying stuff. Some of the stuff that they prophesied, I think Jeremiah, he prophesied certain stuff that wasn't even in existence yet. Or it would happen 300-400 years later.
Right.
Now there are certain things that obviously I think we call prophesy, and really all is intuition. Good insight. Right. I know you very well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good memory.
You know what I'm saying? Or I know you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know Cook. I know my wife.
Right.
I have friends that I know them very, very well. And because I know them, they have tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
And because according to their tendencies, I'm very, I pay attention to a lot of little things. And I can pretty much tell you with a good amount of certainty, not perfect, you know what I'm saying, not very good, but a decent amount of certainty, I can tell you how things are going to go.
Right.
Per situation.
Mm-hmm.
I might be right 50%, I might be wrong 50% of the time.
Right.
But if I pay attention to the details, if I study, if I look at you, that's just good intuition. That's just really, that's educational guessing. Educational guessing is just really good research.
That's right.
I've been looking at you, I've been watching at you. I'm going to guess you're going to make this next move based on what you've done in the history, in the past, how you move, how you think, how you talk, how you speak. That's why things going to happen.
And that's how doctors analyze sicknesses.
There you go.
If you got a drug addiction, alcohol addiction, they got studies of people who have these addictions and what their tendencies are.
That's not prophecy.
That's not prophecy.
That's research.
All day.
Getting them books.
The great predictions of the prophecy, which go through the whole contents of the Old Testament, they regard the coming and the work of the Messiah. The great body of the Old Testament prophecy relates to directly to the advent of the Messiah, beginning with Genesis 3:15. This is good right here. The great use of prophecy was to talk about faith in his coming. And to prepare the world for that event. This is what the Old Testament prophecy was about. Preparing the world for Jesus. Mm. Now, there's a lot of what they call subordinate and intermediate prophecies. Things that happen, you know, in between. Maybe not directly about Jesus. Like you said, about, you know, you're about to be pregnant.
Right.
But all in all, when you look at the whole picture, remember, the majority of what you do and say is who you are.
That's
the
right.
Majority of the prophecies pointed to the coming and preparing the world for the Messiah. You know what I'm saying? Now, Jeremiah 23:16 and Ezekiel 13:2, these passages, they point out a sharp distinction between those people who claim to be prophets but who purely prophesy out of their own heart and true prophets who declare the word which the Lord has spoken to them. And I think that's what we have today. I think most of the people that call themselves prophets, they prophesy out of their own heart.
Right.
Now, I've traveled all over this world for the last 15 years to hundreds of churches a year. You know, maybe about 100. Yeah, hundreds of churches a year. You know what I mean? I've met two men who, when it came to kind of foretelling of the future, were deadly accurate.
Right.
One of those was Mark Sharona. The other one was David Allen. Pastor David Allen, Pastor Mark Sharona. Deadly, deadly accurate. You know what I'm saying? Prophesied things that, you know what I'm saying? But the truth is about prophecy is that God gave us prophets in the Old Testament and apostles in the New Testament for the establishing of the church. That's why the prophets were there.
That's right.
Prophets pointed ahead to Jesus and apostles pointed back to Jesus.
Mm.
But now God speaks to us through his son.
That's right.
Mm.
That's right.
Let me say that again. Prophets pointed ahead to Jesus, apostles pointed back to Jesus, but now God speaks to us through his son. When Jesus died on the cross, there was not a need anymore to inquire of the prophet what God said.
That's right.
Because think about it. What's passed away? Do we have kings anymore?
Yeah.
Nope. Do we have priests anymore? I mean, Catholic Church do, but you know what they doing. You know what I'm saying? Boy toys. You know what I'm saying?
Boy toys.
But
just my boy toys. <know what>?
Do we have priests like we did in the Old Testament where we have to go to a priest and bring a goat and stuff in for our sins? No, we don't. Jesus was a prophet and the priest.
That's right.
And the king.
That's right.
He fulfilled all three roles. So how come we discard the king and we discard the priest, but we don't discard the prophet?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Here's my question. If the purpose of a prophet was to reveal truth from God, why would we need prophets if we have the complete revelation from God in the Bible?
Mm. There's nothing else.
The whole idea was, in the Old Testament, they didn't have the Bible. They needed prophets. In the New Testament, they had the Old Testament, but they didn't have the teachings. They didn't have the teaching of the coming of the Messiah. You know what I'm saying? So they needed Jesus. When Jesus left, they had the apostles who carried on Jesus and wrote him out. After the apostles left, you had pretty much the completed revelation that God will want us to have of himself. It may not be the total and complete revelation of God, because you can't encapsulate God in a book, because even the Bible, hot shot, 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 I don't know. Because even the Bible, even Revelation says, right,
come on,
even Revelation says there's not room enough to write all the things. Even the book, some of the ends of the books of the gospel said there is not room enough to write all that Jesus did,
all the miracles, all
that, everything it, that no. So what we
say, your mind when he, you wouldn't believe it.
Exactly. So what we have is what God wants us to have.
That's right.
So we call it complete.
Mm.
When we get to heaven, we'll see the actual completeness because we'll be with him.
And you can ask all the questions you want.
Ask all you want. You know what I'm saying? But if the prophets were the fountain of the early church, if the prophets were the foundation, they built the foundation. Remember, the laws of the prophets, right? If prophets were the foundation of the early church, are we still building the foundation today?
Slap your mama.
Can God? Okay, so here's a question. Hey, y'all gonna like me, yo. Can God give someone a message to deliver to someone else? Yes. Does God reveal truth to someone in a supernatural way and enable that person to deliver that message to others? Yes.
Yes.
But is this the biblical gift of prophecy? No.
No.
Sit down.
No.
Have a seat. Find the first seat and sit down.
Because the essence of prophecy is to compare what that person is saying to what the Bible says.
That's right.
So people can say things in a supernatural way, or they can give a message that God delivers to them. You know what I'm saying? But it still has to line up with the way God would do things. See, when the Old Testament people were prophesying, there was no word to say this is how God did things.
That's right. You got to believe what he's saying.
That's right. It was a supernatural, and God only worked in the Old Testament upon different people. The whole congregation didn't have the Holy Spirit.
There you go.
Moses was leading the people.
Nobody want to hear that what you just said.
When Moses was leading the people, he had the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
When Abraham was in power, he had the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
When David was there, he had the Spirit, the priest had the Spirit, and the prophet had the Spirit.
That's right.
Samson had the Spirit. This is why when Jesus died, remember, the Spirit was veiled. It says the veil ripped. The ripping of the veil was now saying the Holy Spirit is dispensed to everyone. That was the only time. Okay, and how can we prove that? Because even when Jesus was walking with the disciples, they didn't have the Holy Spirit.
There you go.
That's why they have a thing called the Day of Pentecost.
The Holy, like you said, when Jesus died, he sent the Comforter.
And all you got to do. Okay.
The Comforter could not come until Jesus died.
And Jesus was prophesying this. He was saying,
he told you,
don't worry, when I leave, the Comforter's coming. I'm sending a helper.
That's right.
I'm sending one. Because it was on him.
It was on him.
Before Jesus, it was John the Baptist. John the Baptist, it was on different people.
That's right.
But when the veil ripped, Jesus showed the world what the Holy Spirit can do the day of Pentecost.
That's
Acts
right.
1.
Yep.
Acts 1 was what they called the dispensation. Of the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? And so now.
I gotta read that word, dog.
So now you have a prophet living in you.
Mm.
You don't want to hear that.
They don't.
So can people prophesy? Yes. Yeah. But it has to line up with that word. It has to line up with that word.
And I'm not talking about in 45 days.
Not only does it have to line up with that word.
I'm not talking about that.
But it also has to line up with the prophet within you.
Ooh! Do you mean
she got.
Do that mean when they say it's touching the green? I mean,
It's touching the green. That's why true prophecy should not be. I'm about to use some big words.
Mm-hmm.
True prophecy should not be a revelation, but it should be a confirmation. But it can only be a confirmation if you have a relationship with Jesus, because he would have told you.
Mm-hmm.
See, God will tell you stuff, and sometimes you're trying to discern is that my conscience or is that God?
Right.
And then somebody else comes and tells you something.
It is. Yep.
That's a prophecy from the word of God, but it's not a revelation. It's a confirmation what God spoke to you.
Right, because some people say when God speak to you, be like, man, God, is this you or this? Send me confirmation or something. People pray for that.
That's like me walking up, couldn't be like, yo, Cook, God told me next year, you know what I'm saying, Yankees going to come and sign you to a contract.
Right.
Cookie, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, right. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Right. Hold up a second. But he got a relationship with God. God ain't never said nothing to him about no Yankee contract. Sure didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Call it.
And so those who are living carnal lives, who do not have a relationship with God, it'll be very difficult for you to know what God is saying out of somebody that does prophesy, because you don't even talk to God yourself. So you can't even discern if God said it or not.
Right. You got to go on that man word.
You got to go on that man word. And it could be of God, it could be not. Who knows? You can't have no confirmation because there's no relationship.
But the only way you're going to find out is when you give him that money and lose your house.
So ultimately, it has to agree with the prophet in you, Jesus, or it has to agree with his word. Outside of that, there is no prophets today like the biblical prophets. There are none. There are none. Yes, we can prophesy because it is a gift of the Spirit. But it cannot happen like the way the biblical prophets did.
Right.
Because when they prophesied, they didn't know what they were talking about.
That's right.
When they talked about some of these future events, it was incidental. God would download stuff into them. They would say it. And in the midst of these prophecies, there were these futuristic things. But they didn't know what that meant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Why you saying the Twin Towers going to fall? God told me that this year Twin Towers going to fall. You know exactly what you're saying.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you say to us, if you said to us the all glass pinnacle building that is right next to the Empire State Building is going to fall in 2045, we'd be like, there is no all glass pinnacle building
right
next to the Empire State Building. That's what they were doing.
Yes, sir.
That's what they were talking about, stuff that wasn't even there.
That's right.
And then the building is built, it's called the pinnacle, and then it comes down. That's not gonna happen no more.
Because in the Bible, they were talking about a Messiah, and the Messiah ain't even got here.
No, they're pointing.
They're gonna call a wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace.
He
wasn't even there yet.
They talk, and they don't even know what they're talking about.
That's right.
God is downloading this stuff. It's almost like God stuck his hand in them and used them as a puppet. Yeah. It wasn't like they was unconscious.
That's right.
But they got these words. I remember this dude, and I'm gonna end it like this. I remember this pastor, good friend of mine, from Texas, good pastor friend, man. And I remember it was 05 when we left BBC.
A, B, and C.
And he said this. He said just like this. We were at a table. It's like 12 people. He was like, Sean, I feel like I need to say this to you. He was like, I don't even understand what this means, but I just feel like I need to say this. And he prophesied to my life. Yeah. He prophesied to me concerning leadership. He prophesied to me about the church I was. This man didn't know me from Adam. Prophesied about the church I was going to, and everything he said confirmed things that were going in my spirit. That was in July, and that January I was making some moves, and it confirmed everything because God spoke it to me, and God confirmed it through him.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It was a confirmation. But he didn't know what he was talking about. He didn't know me. He didn't understand what he was talking about. And some of y'all saying, well, God's confirmed to me because I believe I'm going to open up my own hair shop. And he said somebody going to open up their own hair shop. You need to really build your relationship with Jesus and realize what is something that you want to do and what is something that God wants you to do.
That's right.
Because everybody want to open their own business. But just because the man said you're going to come in and open your own business don't mean that's what God said to you. That's not a confirmation.
That's right.
If God really said it to you, then he really said it to you, and you know it. If he didn't say it to you, and it's just an idea that you have. See, a lot of y'all have ideas
right
that are being confirmed by people that are coming and prophesying.
Right.
And you think it's a confirmation. No, that's just an idea. Mm-mm. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Really seek God, and God is going to make. We got to end this.
We got to end it, because we could be all day.
When God puts something in you, you feel like you're pregnant. Jeremiah said the prophecy that God gave him was like fire shut up in his bones, and he couldn't go on without talking about it. Some of y'all saying, I think I'm going to start a beauty salon. You don't talk about beauty salons all day long.
You don't read about beauty salons all day long.
You don't think about beauty salons all day long.
Don't talk to nobody who got a beauty salon.
You don't talk about business. It's not no fire. You're not pregnant with it.
Mm.
You sit down and talk with me for an hour, and you're going to hear all my passion. You're going to hear exactly everything that I'm passionate about that God has placed in me. You know what I'm saying? If all y'all Christian rappers that y'all can't sell y'all Jesus products, and then y'all go secular, you know what I'm saying? You weren't passionate about it in the first place.
That's
and
right.
And it probably wasn't your calling.
That's right.
Because if it was, through all the hate and the bumps and the bruises and all the discouragement, you can't just let something go that God's placed inside you.
Booyah! He shot you a hot one.
That's a true confirmation.
Shot you a hot one. Pick your face up. Son. You just took a dirt nap.
You took a dirty one. Go clean your butt. Yo, here's a baby wipe. Go clean your butt up.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
So y'all up there, let this man preach and props out on y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
And you don't feel Nathaniel Joe Bland, you just feel good.
Exactly.
Why think when that prop was out, they put music behind it?
It's like a warm
emotion.
You up.
Warm you up.
That's
warm
right.
You up. Warm you like a car.
Warm
hey, sing that one verse right there.
Sing that one verse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know when they mesmerize people, you need some kind of music.
That's right.
Or you need some kind of item to put people into a trance.
That's right.
Mm. But I don't want to.
Don't go there. If you speak real, hey, stop the music.
Stop the music.
Be quiet.
Right. And really hear what God says.
And let the people think for themselves.
Yeah.
And think for themselves.
Got music.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. So
that's how I feel about y'all right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gosh.
757-325-9493. www.thehamsandwichshow.com. Hamshow.tv. I'm sorry, y'all. Sorry, y'all had to get thundered up.
Yes, sir.
Get your draw strap pulled up.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all got the Holy Ghost bullets.
That's right.
You got the whole chest wet up. Like the Godfather.
Because I wet ya.
You know what I'm saying? It's the kid, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Shank Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. You heard me?
And I am True Asia. And the quote of the day is, if you want to know what God has in store for your future, don't wait for a man to charge you for the information, but seek God who created you to get that information for free.
Jesus, she's sorry.
Gosh, check out today, God. Mastercard or Visa?
Oh, she's sorry.
Jesus.
She's sorry. She's sorry, y'all. She's sorry.
And we appreciate y'all listening to
What in the Hell Sandwich?
Song 1, K-Drama featuring C-Mo, Stronger. Song 2, C-Mo, Different, Ham Exclusive. Song 3, Q-Heem the Redeemed featuring K-Drama and D-Mon, Body Language.